balloons. They're welcoming us back. Balloons. They're welcoming us back.
I don't hear a thing.
Listening to the Big 80s with Chris Earl of me here with you until 7 p.m. Rest in peace, Tina Turner. We heard she just passed away within the last hour or two. Going to be playing all 80s for you up until 7 p.m. It's WMFO in Medford. Voice in a Veil with Joyce the Voice here every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio. Start you off in 1985. This is Simple Minds, the Big 80s, here with you until 7 p.m.
Sacrifice yourself. Sacrifice. 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 Sacrifice.
Chris Earle. Hello, Medford. You're listening to the Big 80s here with you until 7 p.m. We're going to play all 1980s songs. If you want to call on in, 855-915-WMFO, make a request. Here's Loverboy. Listen to the Big 80s on WMFO in Medford. My name's Chris Earle. What's the difference between this 80s show that you can get on Sirius FM?
Come on,
I lived through it.
Shake that body.
Technotronic here with you. I shook my body in Montreal to this one. You want to call in, make a request? Call on in. It's 855-915-WMFO, all 80s till 7 p.m.
it, pump it, pump, pump it up. Nothing can make this one stop. Toes be tapping, fingers snapping, hands clapping, my mouth rapping, talking about I'm cold lapping. Shut up and do the why. Use what you got, show me you're on the floor.
There's never been a puzzle quite like Rubik's Cube, and America may never be the same. A medical journal has written about a unique phenomenon, Rubik's Thumb. A museum recognized it as a work of art. Rubik's Cube has been involved in divorce proceedings. People are practicing at clinics, entering contests, and competing across the country. Rubik's Cube from Ideal. 25 million Americans have made it a part of their lives. How about you?
You listen to the Big 80s with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I hated that Rubik's Cube. I never liked it. I just broke it and then put it back together again with all the colors in a row. I'm not a mathematician. I got like a 720 on the SAT, so I was good at math, but I just hated those. I don't know. I didn't like geometry or whatever that thing was. What was it, a square? It was a cube. It was a 3D cube. I don't know. Who cares? And then they had like a triangle that did it, and then they had a snake. They had all kinds of crazy stuff. What's the difference between this and like listening to like 80s on 8 on Sirius Radio? You can listen to the 80s with somebody who lived through it, and I'll tell you all about my problems. That's the difference. Plus, this is free. It's WMFO in Medford. Here with you until 7 p.m. You want to call and make a request, 855-915-WMFO, as long as it's a 1980s request. Let's not get crazy. You want some kind of deep cut? That's cool. You want something that we play all the time, like Welcome to the Jungle? I guess we can play that, but you know. I'm looking for other stuff. I'm looking for, like, I don't know, something like maybe this.
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah. All right. Check this out. 1, 2, 3. In the place to be, as it is plain to see, he is DJ Run, and I am DMC. Funky Fresh for 1983. DJ Jam Master J. Inside the place with all the bass, he leaves without a trace, and he came here tonight to get on your case. And we are the crush grooving, the body moving, the record making, and the record breaking. And it goes a little something like this. It goes a 1, 2, 3, and here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. DMC and DJ Run, dum diddy dum diddy diddy dum dum. We're rocking on the mic, and then you know where we're from.
Run beat, the beat to get you up and get you out of your seat. Make you boogie to the spot, cause you know it's unique.
Run DMC. Here we go. Live from the Fun House. Fun House was probably the middle of the street in Brooklyn back in 1983, but I always loved Run DMC. They were one of my favorite bands of the 1980s. Rap was relatively brand new. Well, it was brand new. I mean, you had the Sugar Hill Gang in the late 70s, but that was kind of a disco rap fusion there. But yeah, and you had Curtis Blow in there. You had LL Cool J coming out. It was just a big time for new music, a new genre, rap music. And Run DMC was leading the pack there in the middle of the 80s. They started off in the early 80s, and then, of course, they ended up in the 80s and early 90s, they kind of faded away. But I always loved Run DMC. Iconic to the 80s, especially their Adidas. Here is a Cabbage Patch commercial. I never liked these things either. They looked so creepy to me. I didn't understand what this Cabbage Patch thing was. It's like, you know, I guess the Barbie's time had come, even though Barbies are always going to be famous. And kids just wanted something that was just like this fat baby that was born in like a field. Like it was a great pumpkin or something. It was just weird. I don't know. Anyway, here's the commercial of that.
Good parents make Cabbage Patch Kids.
The Cabbage Patch Kids. Each doll is different, and you can pretend to adopt them.
My baby has a real diaper.
You can love and care for them like your very own.
You're a pal. You're the only one. I love you.
They're each one of a kind. They're Cabbage Patch Kids. You can give them all your love.
Cabbage Patch Kids are each sold separately. Each doll comes with a pretend birth certificate and adoption papers from Coleco.
No! Please, God, no, this can't be happening. This can't be happening.
It's the big 80s.
You come and go.
Sure. Culture Club here on the Big 80s with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. Derek and I will be back with What Is This next week. And thanks to Joe Marino for coming in and doing a little time travel with me last week. We love Queen. Who doesn't love Queen? We all love Queen. Here's Queen with the Queen song. Queen. No, Flash. Yeah. Queen with Flash. Here they come.
Flash.
He's saving every one of us.
This is what we got back in the 80s. We didn't have any superhero movies. We just got Flash. He was like a big blonde guy that was a football stun, kind of a dummy. Flash. He's a miracle. It's like Beavis and Butthead. Savior of the universe. He's impossible. He's for every one of us. He stands for every one of us.
He stands in your body. He has every man, every woman, every child, every man, every Flash.
I love that part. Flash Gordon approaching. Here he comes on his little scooter, his little electric scooter in space.
Open fire!
Had a budget of like $3,000 for this movie. I never understood this part. He's like, dispatch Volak and Ajax, then bring back his body. Like you have some kind of Transylvanian villain as a sidekick to Ming the Merciless.
Gordon's alive.
And then, of course, Topol's in it. The fiddler on the roof himself. Piddler on the roof. Well, I'm kind
of
talking through the whole song, aren't I? This part's fun. Just a man with a man's courage. You know he's nothing but a man who will never fail. So true. Never knew what Roger Taylor was singing. Just that you could see those high notes in his testicles. He was always singing so loud. It was like dogs would scream when Roger Taylor started singing this song. And then they slow it down, then they get back into the dun, 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 like Beavis and Butthead. And then, of course, the girlfriend was gorgeous. Dale Dorman, I think. Like Uncle Dale from Channel 56 was the girlfriend. Anyway, that's Flash. And then they got like a piano bang at the end, which is kind of cool. Love that. Love it. I saw Flash Gordon like a million times, mostly because it was on HBO every single day at 2, 4, 7, and 9. And we loved it. That's what we had. 1981's Flash from the album Flash by Queen. You know who else was big in the 80s was Weird Al Yankovic. We had a little request for a little Weird Al, so I thought I'd play this one for you. It's a parody of The Knack, My Sharona, which became a big hit in the 70s and 80s, and then, like, for some reason, they took it out, and Winona Ryder danced to it in Reality Bites, and Matt, and some, like, was in Singles or something with Matt, not Damon, but the other Matt there that we don't see too much anymore. Anyway, that Matt guy. Matt Dillon, that's who I'm thinking of. Matt Dildo Dillon. Here's my Bologna on the Big 80s here with you until 7 p.m.
Mama.
My Bologna, usually on the Dr. Demento show, but now it's on the Big 80s with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. If you don't like this show, my name is Lenny Clark, and you are listening to What Is This with Lenny Clark here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. In the 80s, all kinds of things were going on in the 80s. We had nuclear war. I think we did. Like, there were nuclear war was like around the corner, like every 2 seconds. There were like songs about nuclear war. The day after was nuclear war in 1983. We all thought we were going to die from nuclear war. We literally had like bomb shelters in the building. You thought this happened in the 50s and 60s and like Fallout 76. No. In the 80s, we were petrified. We were 10. We were living in forts. We were building forts in the woods to practice for being in the bomb shelter because we thought the end of the world was going to be like any day, any moment in the middle of the 80s. It was called the Cold War, and Russia and the U.S. were going to blow each other up in the entire world. That's what actually happened. Now we just have COVID and Corona Light or whatever else is going on. To get a song on the air today, I'm actually taking requests. It's 855-915-WMFO. We played a little My Bologna for Andrea out there, some Weird Al Yankovic, and it's as simple as that. And then, of course, my friend and other DJ that was before me, Joyce the Voice, just called in. She said, you know what, let's play some Soft Cell. And I said, what, some Falco? And she said, no, some Soft Cell. And I said, what, Tom Petty? And she's like, no, Soft Cell. And then the traffic and the it finally hit me, and my 51-year-old ears perked up and said, aha, some Soft Cell. Sure, that's a good one, real good one. Great 80s pick. Here we go for Joyce the Voice out there. The Big 80s here with you until 7 p.m. Tainted Love. Big 80s on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Huey Lewis in the news, back when it was hip to be square. It's hip to be square. Who knew?
I just to be a renegade. I used to fool around, but I couldn't take punishment and had to settle down. Now I'm playing it real straight, and yes, I
from 1986 from the Four album, pronounced Four, like they were golfing, but they were just sitting around on the streets, leaning up in their suits on the wall, looking cool. Huey Lewis and the News. They were like 50 years old at that point with Hip to Be Square. And then they used it in American Psycho, and the rest is history. This next one is from the Hooters. That's right, the Hooters. We actually had a band named the Hooters in the 80s, and nobody giggled or laughed and called them the Jugs or the Boobs or anything like that. They were actual the Hooters, like they're Singing Owls or something like that. Now this is Satellite here on the Big 80s with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m., 855-915-WMFO if you want to make a request. Is the Hooters, not to be confused with the Jugs or the Boobs. Nope, we had a band called the Hooters, and it was about owls. Didn't sound much like owls, but we liked them. They had Carla with a K, they had Satellite, and they had some other great songs there. Home Fires, every day, 8 minutes every day. Let's try that again. Home Fires. I thought it said Home Fries, but it's Home Fires. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. We're there to help provide help. And hope. Help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your nation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Donate today at redcross.org. That was horrible. Home fries, everybody. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to home fries or another emergency. The Red Cross is there to provide home fries and hope. They can't do it without you. Send them a donation. They'll give you some home fries, some shelter, some comfort, and a disaster. Please donate at redcross.org. Home fries donation. The Porch Fest is coming to Somerville or Medford or somewhere. Yep. Don't know much more about it except it's June 3rd. So mark your calendars, everybody. I won't be here, but you might be. I don't know. It's a Porch Fest. I'd say we just wander around, you know, and if you see some kind of hippie on the porch playing a fiddle, that's the Porch Fest. Okay, let's get back to the 80s. Here's a good one. Everybody wants to go on vacation, right? So do the Go-Go's. God bless the Go-Go's.
Stayed.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time travel with Chris Earle is not here. That's the big 80s this week. And what is this is going to be back next week. This is the man that has 17 different radio shows. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. Derek's normally with me doing What Is This? At least we've been doing that the last 10 weeks or so. And I had Joe Marino on last week, and he was great. We brought back time travel for a week and played some of Joe's favorite songs. This week, I decided to do the big 80s just last minute. I've been really busy with work. I was going to actually skip the week, and I'm like, no. I want to go play some tunes. Plus, on the way in, I had heard that Tina Turner died, so I'm going to play a little Tina Turner. That is coming up. I think I'm going to play Better Be Good to Me. It's always one of my favorites of the best. It was always good, and then, you know, great 80s songs. Tina Turner was big in the mid-80s. I love all these bands. We had Peter Gabriel then. We had Mr. Mister, Tears for Fears. We had John Waite. We had the Hooters. We had Kenny Loggins. We had Hall & Oates. We had Prince. We had Madonna. We had Michael Jackson. We had Paul McCartney in there doing his solo stuff and Billy Joel doing his solo stuff. And we had Eddie Rabbit in there. I'm going to play some of these, maybe all of these. Probably not all of these because I'm going to leave at 7 p.m. and I'm going to go get myself my famous nap for the evening. Nosferatu had to take a nap every now and then. So does Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. It is the big 80s. If you want to call in, I've already got a few requests, and I'm going to play a couple more as soon as I can squeeze them in for you. 855-915-WMFO is the request line for those of you that don't know what WMFO is because you have a phone that doesn't like have those letters on it anymore. I saw like some rotary phones over the weekend, and we all had to like sit there and wait to be like... That's like an 8, and then it was like a 0, and then ding was like a 1. 855-915-9636 is the request line. If you want to call in and make a request, it has to be 1980s. Otherwise, I'm hanging up on you and calling you an ass. That's it. I'll just go ass and hang up, and then you can call me back on your rotary phone. That's an 8. That's a 5. All right, joke's getting old. It's WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio, the big 80s. Tom Petty was big in the 80s. He's been big since like the 70s, 80s, 90s, the 2000s, and 2010s. And then, of course, he dropped dead like the same year as Prince. What a sad year that was. So maybe some Tom Petty, maybe some Prince. This is for my friend Steve C., though. He wanted Walk the Dinosaur by Was Not Was. So here it is.
Boom, boom, acalacalaca, boom.
Picked up a monkey's skull to go.
was not was. Was in parentheses, not was. Semicolon, walk the dinosaur. That's from my friend Steve C, who's he's working hot. He's always working hot. I see him every so often. He'll show up with like a deck of cards and we'll play some hots. We'll listen to some big 80s. And then we go our separate ways for a little while. But he's a good dude. He loves the B&F out in Waltham. Kind of sucks now. It's like you go in, you used to get a nice large roast beef, and they'd say you want chips, and they'd always ask you, but they'd throw some chips in there for you. It was a good, nice roast beef for like, I don't know, $4, and now it's like $17.95 for a small. It's crazy. Here's Tom Petty.